USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Jennifer Crumbly and James Crumbly on Saturday each pleaded not guilty to four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Jennifer Crumbly appeared to start crying as the judge read charges aloud. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald deemed the Crumblys a flight risk.
So I'm asking that you set a $500,000 bond for both defendants, cash surety.
The parents were charged after their son, Ethan Crumbly, was accused of shooting and killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School in Michigan earlier this week. Longtime Representative Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York, says he is definitely running in 2022, trying to tamp down rumors he's considering retirement. Absolutely, Nadler told CNN when asked about the rumors on Friday. Nadler, 74, has been in office since 1992. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Wednesday, Ursula von der Leyen, the chief of the European Union Commission, told the press that she would like to see the long-standing Nuremberg Code ignored completely in favor of allowing countries to force vaccinate anyone who is refusing to take the experimental jab.
How we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union, this needs discussion. This needs a common approach.
Forcing individuals to take this experimental and potentially dangerous vaccine against their will would be in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code, which was established in 1947 in the wake of Nazi atrocities during the Holocaust. A Montana prison inmate serving a 100-year sentence for killing his wife in 1983 has confessed to strangling, sexually assaulting, and dismembering a 19-year-old Helena woman 15 years earlier, authorities said Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Rolling Stones had a good year.
There are no spring chickens, but those Rolling Stones had the biggest tour of 2021. That's according to Billboard, which has released its year-end box office chart and says the Rolling Stones' No Filter Tour was the year's biggest moneymaker, raked in over $72 million. Green Day's tour came in second, making over $67 million on the road, while Harry Styles came in third, grossing over $64 million. As for the Stones, it's unclear if they're going to tour again. Bass player Daryl Jones posted Wednesday he's looking forward to the next tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The North Carolina Senate passed a bill that proposes to ban private funding of state and county election boards. The push for Senate Bill 724, also known as Zuck Bucks, came from what some have described as a record amount of private funds flooding into the 2020 election. If the bill is not signed or vetoed after 10 days of reaching Governor Roy Cooper's desk, it becomes law. Among those private organizations donating funds to local election boards was the Chicago nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.